Ama gene tümlendis ya, ben günahı sadakaya takdir onu yitem yazmış So very happy to be here this evening with all of you.
今天呢，很高兴今天晚上在这儿跟大家在一起。
And to have this opportunity to share with you with that which I've been practicing for almost 40 years.
很高兴能有机会，跟大家就是把我练习了将近四十年的这个体验跟大家分享。
I was first introduced to this mantra yoga in the early 1970s.
我呢是在差不多1970年早期的时候，就是被介绍了这样的一个 mantra 的影响。
At that time, I was a university student.
那个时候我还是大学的学生。
And I studied a lot of Eastern philosophy.
那个时候呢，我学了很多的东方的哲学。
And I became attracted to reading different books. reading different books on philosophy.
对，那个时候呢，就很受到这种东方哲学的吸引，就阅读了很多的这种哲学的书籍。
And I was also a teenager in the 1960s in America, and I think you might know what that means.
那当然，我也是那个1960年代的那个时候的青少年，那你们可能都知道那个时候是什么意思，嬉皮士。
So I had been exposed to a lot of different experiences.
那个时候呢，也就是有了很多很多的体验。
And as a result, I began searching for some greater means for achieving the sense of peace.
那当然了，作为那个追寻的那个结果，最后呢，就是说，对这让内心怎么能够真正的获得平静感到兴趣。
Peace was a very popular word in the 1960s in America.
那当然，1960年代的时候，那个和平啊、平静啊，这个词是非常非常众所周知的。
Because of my friends, many of my friends were going to war in Vietnam.
因为当时我的很多的朋友都到越南去参战去。
And many of my friends were fighting in that war, and I lost friends in that war.
那我的很多的朋友就是在那个战争中，就参战，因此呢也失去了很多的朋友。
And there were a lot of demonstrations in America. People wanted peace.
因此，当时在美国呢，就有很多的宣传，就是人们呼喊着要和平。
But although everyone wanted peace, we began to observe how still conflict was still very prevalent.
但尽管每个人都在喊着要和平，可是实际上呢，就是那种纷争一直不断。
Conflict existed between people, between communities, between nations.
那个人与人之间，团体与团体之间，国家与国家之间，始终是纷争不断。
But I began to observe that conflict was also something that took place even within each and every person.
那然后呢，我开始也观察到了，实际上就每一个人本身他也是有着那种竞争，那种争斗。
By my own direct experience, I experienced conflict within.
那我自己的直接的体验就是说，在我的内在本身也是一直有这种。
There are many things I wanted and could not have.
我想要很多东西我得不到。
And there are many things I had and I didn't want.
那我有很多有的东西是我不想要的。
So after observing that inner conflict, I was looking for something that could bring me a sense of balance between the two.
所以说在体验了内在的这种争斗以后，我就希望说能够有一个什么能够让自己能够得到一种平衡的状态。
And therefore at a certain stage of my life at that time, I began studying, as I said, different types of Eastern philosophy.
所以呢，基本上就在那样一个阶段，我就开始就是对这个东方的哲学就是受到吸引，然后就开始阅读那样的书。
I practice different forms of meditation.
我呢也就开始练习做各种各样的冥想。
And then I was introduced to mantra yoga.
然后呢，就被人家介绍要怎么样做这个 mantra yoga.
After studying the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita.
那在学习了这个博伽梵歌的哲学以后。
And I found that Bhagavad Gita and the philosophy contained with it, it gave me a practical way to resolve the internal conflicts.
而且我就发现了，就是在《博伽梵歌》里头所呈现的那些个哲学，给了我实际的怎么解决内在这种纷乱的那种实际的方法。
But it wasn't a part-time experience. It wasn't just during parts of the day.
好，那这个呢？而且呢，它里面介绍那个方法，不是说这个一天里头只有部分的时间才这么做。
Because sometimes we may sit down and we try to resolve our internal conflicts for part of the day, and it makes us temporarily peaceful.
嗯，因为有的时候呢，我们会坐下来，然后静坐，在一天的某一个时段里头，试图让自己的内在的这种纷乱得到平息。
And although it's a nice experience, peacefulness is there. But then when we start to pursue our other activities throughout the day.Seem to come into conflict with the harmony that we're looking for within ourselves.
啊，那结果呢？当然在那个静坐的那段时间里头，会感受挺好的，挺平静的等等。但是呢，当我们又要去从事其他的活动的时候，就会发现，曾经静坐得到的那种平静和谐的状态，又开始变得乱起来。
So after practicing mantra yoga for some time, I began to look for a way to harmonize.My internal thoughts with my day-to-day activities.
嗯，所以说在练习了那个 mantra yoga 一段时间以后，我就开始能需要寻找让自己每一天的所有的活动里头都能够有这样的一种平静和谐的一种状态。
But that came later.
那当然，这个是后来有的。
Because I began to see that there was still conflict.
因为呢，我开始看到还是有这种纷争在的。
So that is the nature of this world, is that it is a place of conflict, in both internal and external.
哦，当然了，这个是这个世界的本质。这个世界的本质就是说，一个人的内在和外在都是一直不断的会纷争不断。
It is a world of duality.
这个是一个相对性的世界。
Good and bad.
啊，好坏。
Heat and cold, honor, dishonor.
啊，热冷或者是荣辱等等。
There's a verse in Bhagavad Gita, for one who has conquered the mind, the super soul is reached, and he attains tranquility.
那有一节诗，《博伽梵歌》里有节诗就说了，如果一个人能够让自己的心达到一种平静的状态，他就可以得到那个超灵，得到那种完全平静的状态。
For such a man, heat and cold. For such a man, heat and cold, happiness and distress.Honor and dishonor are all the same.
嗯，对于这个控制了心的人，他就得到了那个超灵，他就能够达到平静。对这样的人来说，冷热、苦乐、荣辱都是平等的，一样。
In other words, when one conquers the mind, it is not just simply bringing about a peaceful state of the mind.
嗯，换句话说，就是当一个人控制住自己的心了以后，他不仅仅是得到了那个平静的那种内心状态。
But it's bringing the mind to a higher state of consciousness.
他甚至把内心带到了更高的这个意识状态。
A higher awareness of a reality that is beyond the dualities of this world.
也就是说，他能够觉知到更高的这种超越相对性的那种真实存在。
It's not that peace is means devoid of consciousness. It's not that peace means devoid of consciousness.
啊，并不是说所谓的平静的状态就是没有思想了，没有那种意识的活动。
Consciousness is always there.
实际上，我们的意识始终在那个地方。
Sometimes we may try to get rid of bad thoughts.
啊，有的时候呢，我们可能希望把这个不好的思想去除掉。
Mind is so active.
但是呢，我们的内心是那么的，就是活跃，一直不断的思绪万千。
You still have to think about getting rid of bad thoughts.
然后呢，你为了要去除那个不好的想法，你还是得想怎么能够去除那个不好的想法。
Mind is, we're just giving the example. To control the mind is like trying to control the wind.
啊，就举个例子，实际上就是想要控制风，就像控制啊，不是想要控制内心，就像要控制风一样。
And it's very hard to control the mind by our own endeavors alone.
所以说，用我们自己的个人的努力，很难控制住自己的内心。
Just like if you example is given if you enter into a river and you try to stop the waves of the river.
啊，就像有举例子说，你进入一个河中，你试图想要阻止那个河的那个浪涛。
With your own strength, it is very difficult to stop the waves of the river.
啊，你用你自己的努力，怎么可能能够阻止河的这个波浪呢？
But when the waves of the river enter into the ocean.
但是呢，当这个河流流向大海，当它的那个波涛进入大海的时候，
the power of the ocean is much stronger and has an influence on the waves of the river.
嗯，那那个大海它蕴藏的力量是更加的大，它比这个。河流的波涛的力量还要大，就影响。
That ocean is a transcendental realm.
而这个这是个例子，所指的那个海洋就是指的是超然的那个区域。
That transcendental awareness, the supreme truth.
是超然的对于绝对真理的觉知。
Which is beyond the dualities of this world.
它是超越这个相对性的世界。
And which reconciles all the dualities of this world?
Reconciles.
There is another verse about duality. I'd like to mention that verse. I mentioned it the other day.
还有一节诗也是讲有关相对性的，那我在另外一个地方另一天我也谈到过这节诗。
Although the duality of this world does not ultimately exist,
尽管这个世界的相对性最终是不存在的，
the conditioned soul experiences it as real due to the influence of its conditioned intelligence.
但是呢，受制约的灵魂因为受限于自己的有限的智力，因此呢，就受到影响。
This imaginary experience of a world which is separate from Krishna.
那这样的一种想象，对于这个世界的想象是跟 Krishna 是分开的、分离的。
Can be compared to the acts of dreaming and desiring.
这个呢，就可以是举以这个梦。做梦去举例子，还有欲望，对，做梦和欲望。
When a conditioned soul dreams of something desirable or something horrible.
就当一个人在做梦的时候，他可能梦到他想要的，还有或者是梦到特别可怕的东西。
But when he daydreams of something he would like to have or something he would like to avoid.
那在做白日梦的时候呢，他就会想要。梦想着得到什么东西，或者想要避免什么东西。
He creates a reality that has no existence beyond his imagination.
他实际上呢，就是在他的内心创造了这个没有超越他的内在的那样的一种想象。
I would like to explain this.
那我们现在就想解释一下这个。
So it is not simply some theoretical verse.
这个不是只是就是一个理论性的一些诗。
I would like to try to bring it to some practical experience.
我呢试图就是说把这个大家的一个实际的体验就来包含进来。
It's like a person at night may be dreaming.
就像一个人在晚上的时候，他有可能做梦。
I'm sure all of you have experienced dreaming.
所以他说，我相信你们大家每个人晚上都做梦。
There are good dreams and bad dreams.
那你呢？做梦的时候，有时候做好梦，有时候做不好的梦。
So at night you may have a very good dream.
那比方说呢，你在晚上做了一个特别美的梦，美梦。
Maybe you're dreaming that you're with the favorite person you'd like to be with.
你呢就是做梦到你跟就是你想要跟的一个很著名的人物在一起。
Or you're dreaming that you're king or queen and you have opulence.
或者呢，你做梦你自己成为皇上或是王后，特别的富有。
Something very nice to enjoy.
当然就是你做梦，你的那个当时的处境是特别的好。
But then you wake up.
然后呢，你就醒过来了。
And you realize it was only a dream.
然后你就意识到说，这只不过是做了一场梦。
So although it was a very good dream, when you wake up, you feel sad.
但是呢，尽管你做了那么一个美梦，可是当你醒过来的时候，你却感觉到挺难过的。
Because it was only a dream.
因为这只不过是一个梦啊。
So now you're feeling sad.
因此呢，你就感到挺难过。
But if you have a bad dream.
但是如果你在晚上做了一个噩梦。
Somebody's attacking you.
比如在梦里有人攻击你。
You're about to be eaten by a tiger.
那个老虎差点就要把你给吃了。
Your plane is about to crash.
啊，你那个坐的那个飞机就快坠机了。
And you wake up.
然后你醒过来。
You're happy.
然后你就觉得很高兴。
It's just a dream.
尽管就是一个梦，但是你觉得挺开心的。
You look around and think, oh, this is very nice. Now I'm happy.
啊，然后呢，你看看周围，哦，原来只是做了一个噩梦啊！现在我高兴了。
But before, when you woke up, when you had a good dream, you were sad.
但是呢，就是说，在你醒来之前，如果你做的是美梦的话，等你醒了以后，你发现是梦的时候，你就会感到挺难过。
And now, when you wake up because it was a bad dream, you're happy.
但是呢，现在你醒过来，因为刚才你做的是噩梦，然后你发现只不过是做梦，因此你就开心了。
But your experience of happiness or distress is not connected to reality. It's only connected to a dream.
但是呢，实际上你感受到的快乐和难过跟现实一点关系都没有，只不过是梦而已，跟梦有关系。
All that happiness and distress was simply connected to something that wasn't real.
啊，也就是说，你感受到那种快乐和痛苦，只是跟那个根本不是现实的那个内容才联系起来。
So that's a night dream.
所以这个呢，当然是我们指的是晚上的梦。
And then there's a daydream.
还有白日梦。
We daydream of something we would like to have.
在白日梦里头，我们想要得到什么东西。
Or something we would like to avoid.
或者我们想要避免什么东西。
Right. We talked about that before as one of the internal conflicts.
啊，我们因为刚才谈过，就是说这也是内心冲突的一个内容。
Something that I don't have, but we dream about the day that I can have it.
啊，我们比方说不拥有什么东西呢？但是我们做白日梦，就想着怎么能够拥有那个东西。
That's also a dream.
这其实也是梦。
Of course, sometimes we're taught, especially in America, there's a big billboards all over, dream big.
啊，但是呢，当然了，就是说，有的时候我们就被告知说要做你的宏伟的梦。他说，在美国就是有那种大的那种看板广告板说的，就 dream big， 就是要做梦要做大。
Oh, you may know there was a very famous singer.
啊，或者也许你们知道，现在有一个很著名的一个歌手
，who became popular。Because she sang a song that I had a dream.
啊，她呢现在变得特别有名，因为她唱了一首歌叫做《我做了个梦》。
Susan Boyle, is that her name?
Yes,
Susan. Never.
Actually, maybe.
Susan Boyle.
Nice song.
Anyways, she was a very ordinary person.
Oh, 在唱这首歌之前，她是一个很普通的一个人。
And she sang a song on a talent show called "I Had a Dream." And she became world famous.
那后来因为她唱了一首歌叫做《我有一个梦》，结果就现在变得特别的著名了。
Yes.
She's very good. She's very good.
Yes. So, anyways.Yes, we can dream big. And people have their daydreams of how they can become happy.
嗯，那当然了，就是说，不管怎么说吧，就是我们可以做很梦，做得很大啊。那人们呢，就在做白日梦说，说 OK， 我要得到什么东西。
But just because they get the fulfillment of that dream, it doesn't mean it's going to automatically make them happy.
但是呢，并不等于终于有一天经过他的努力实现了他的白日梦，他就最终会变得快乐。
Then there's more distress that comes.
到时候你会发现有更多的痛苦烦恼就来。
Just like sometimes people dream of becoming very wealthy.
就像有时候有的人就做梦想说，哎呀，要变得特别的富有。
And they become wealthy.
那后来他们真的就很有钱了。
But then they're anxiety because they have so much wealth they don't even know who their friends are.
好，然后呢，接下来他们就变得非常的烦恼了，因为他们变得那么富有，他们最后根本不知道谁是他们真正的朋友。
They think is this person my friend because of me or their friend because I'm wealthy?
啊，他们就会想说，这个人对我挺友好的，到底是因为他真的就是我的朋友，还是他是想着我的钱呢？
And then they think, well, what do I do with all my wealth?
然后呢，他们又会想说，哎呀，有这么多钱，我该做什么呢
？How do I spend it? How do I invest it?
啊，我应该怎么样花这些钱？我怎么去这个去投资这些钱
？How do I protect it?
我怎么保护这些钱
I could lose it at any moment.
也许每时每刻我可能就会失去这些钱。
So they have a dream that being wealthy means happy, but then even being wealthy means there's so much anxiety also.
所以呢，他们就做梦说怎么能够变得富有，然后变得快乐，但是等到真正富有的时候，变得又特别的苦恼。
But during the daydream, they thought, oh, it will be very nice. I will be simply happy if I have my fulfillment of my dream.
但是呢，当他们在做白日梦的时候，就想说，哎呀，如果我能够实现我的那个梦想，我一定就会变得特别快乐。
So the daydream is we dream of something we'd like to have, but we also dream of something we would like to avoid.
所以在这个白日梦的时候，我们会做梦，梦想着得到什么，但是呢，我们也会想着要避免什么东西。
So many things that happen to us we don't want to happen.
有很多的现实发生是我们不想让它发生的。
We don't want the stock markets to crash.
我们不希望这个股票市场然后就下跌了，崩盘了。
We don't want disease.
我们也不想生病。
We don't want to get in an accident.
我们也不想到时候有什么车祸什么的。
So many things we try to avoid.
有很多东西都是我们想要避免的。
We don't try to avoid conflict with people.
我们想要避免跟其他人产生冲突。
So, these are described as daydreams.
这些呢都是被描述为实际上是白日梦。
But they're very similar to night dreams.
但是呢，这些白日梦其实跟晚上的做的梦都是挺类似的。
Because there's still duality.
因为它还是那种相对性的层面上的东西。
And therefore, wherever there's duality, there's internal conflict.
因此呢，只要有相对性的存在，就会有内在的冲突。
So this verse, as we said, describes the nature of duality.
所以这节诗呢，就在谈的是。
And therefore, it goes on to explain the intelligent person, therefore, will control the mind.
所以这节诗继续就解释说，真正有智慧的人，智者，他就会努力地控制自己的内心。
Restricting it from the tendency to see things separate from Krishna or transcendence.
就是要控制自己的心，限制它，总是去想一些个跟超然的存在、Krishna没有关系的东西。
And when the mind is thus controlled,
当内心这样得到控制以后
，one will experience actual fearlessness.
人就能够体验到真正的无畏无惧。
Fear comes because we don't know what the future lies in the future.
因为实际上恐惧是来自于我们对未来不知道。
But for one who's situated in transcendental consciousness,
但是如果一个人他的意识状态是处在超然的意识状态当中
or is explained in Bhagavad Gita,
或者说在国家梵歌当中解释说
for one who is connected to the Supreme, one who is not connected to the Supreme,
一个人如果跟至尊者没有连接的话
can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a controlled mind.
没有跟至尊者连接的人，既不会有超然的智慧，也控制不了自己的内心。
Without which there can be no peace.
没有这个超然的智慧和控制内心，那么根本就不可能有平静。
How can there be happiness with?
如果没有平静，哪里来的快乐
？So mantra yoga is an endeavor to connect the mind to the supreme.
所以呢 ，mantra yoga 它的主要的作用就是。把自己的内心跟至尊者能够连接起来。
It is not an ordinary sound vibration.
这个不是普通的声音震荡。
It is a spiritual sound vibration.
它是灵性的声音震荡。
It is a verse described Golokiyara Premadana Harinam Sankirtana, which means that the Hare Krishna mantra is imported from the spiritual world.
有一节古老的诗节就说了 ，Hare Krishna mantra 是从更高的区域降下来的。
It's not a sound vibration of this world.
它不是这个尘世的世界里面的声音震荡。
The sound vibrations of this world are just simply names of different forms.
这个世界里头的声音震荡只不过是一些名称和不同的形状形体而已。
And the name.Is different from the substance.
而且在这个世界里头，那个名称和实体是分开的。
If I'm thirsty and I chant water, water, water.
如果我口渴了，我一直不断的在说啊，这个水水水。
Or if I chant Coca-Cola.
或者我就一直不断的在呼喊说可口可乐，可口可乐，可口可乐。 我这个。
It won't quench my thirst.
那我不断的这么喊，我不会感到 OK 没有口渴的感觉了。
Because the name water and the substance water are different.
因为那个名称和这个实体它是分开的。
But the name Krishna is transcendental vibration.
但是呢 ，Krishna 的这个名字它是超然的声音震荡。
And the Hare Krishna mantra is actually imported directly from that transcendental world realm beyond this temporary world of duality.
而那个 Hare Krishna mantra 它是从超然的区域降临到这个地方。那个超然的区域是超越了。这个世俗世界、尘世世界里头的相对性。
And when we chant that mantra and hear the vibration,
当我们吟诵吟唱这个 mantra, 聆听那个声音震荡。
That mantra that we're actually importing that sound vibration from a place beyond this world. We're importing that sound vibration from a place beyond this world.
啊，我们实际上是从那个超越这个世界的那个区域把它引进来的。
And the consciousness becomes transformed.
当我们吟诵吟唱的话，我们的意识就会开始发生转变。
From the realm of duality to the realm of the absolute.
这样的话，我们的意识就从这个相对的区域，最后到达超然的区域。
It takes time.
这个呢，当然要花时间。
That full absolute consciousness will not manifest immediately.
啊，那种完整的意识状态不是马上就能够展现出来的。
But one can experience even with a little endeavor.
但是呢，人哪怕进行一点点的努力，都能够有所感受。
A temporary glimpse of transcendence.
啊，感受到这个超然的那种一个瞥视。
Like a window.
啊，就像那个我们说叫窥见一般一样。
You get to look through the window of what is beyond this temporary world of duality.
透过窗户看到一下，怎么是超越这个相对性那个世界的那种感觉。
And once upon attaining that experience, it gives us the impetus to go on.
啊，那当我们得到了那样的一种感受的话，我们就会越来越想要继续下去。
There is one verse, and I'll end with this verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
啊，那当然了，圣典佛家瓦坛里头有一节诗。
Which states that what is the value of a prolonged life which is wasted inexperienced by so many years in this world?
啊，那是圣典佛家瓦坛的一节诗，就是说活那么长的时间有什么用？就是在这个世界里体验各种各样这样的一种体验。
Better one moment of full consciousness.
啊，还不如只有一刻是一种完整的意识状态、觉知状态。
Because that will give one the incentive to. Search after the absolute.
因为如果有那么一刻是一种完整的意识状态、觉知状态的话，就会让我们开始想要去寻求那个绝对的真理。
One moment of full consciousness is much better than a lifetime of forgetfulness.
所以说，一个瞬间的完整的觉知状态、意识状态，比整个漫长的一生都更要有价值。
So if we just simply get one moment of full consciousness from chanting,
所以说，如果我们能够通过吟唱得到这么一瞬间的那种完整的那种意识状态的话，
then that will be sufficient to help us go along the path of continuous chanting.
那就能够足以让我们能够在吟诵吟唱这个 yoga mantra 的这条路上一直走下去。
So that one can enter into the state of Krishna consciousness.
最后呢，使人能够完全的达到 Krishna 意识的状态。
So, thank you.
谢谢大家。